Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Live on Grant and Danny from Fairfax today at Kraft House. You're listening to The Fan. The show's brought to you by the law firm Kundori & Murad. They are sending us out to Kansas City. We're hitting the road with the fellas this weekend. In fact, we fly out tomorrow for Monday Night Football.
They can do an awful lot for you, like draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
So it's a long story as to how I got here and why this was happening, but I guess the best description I can give you is we are going to KC. I was plugging in addresses from the Airbnb to where we're going to eat and the Negro Leagues Museum that we're attending and all these other things. And I'm just trying to get my bearings a little bit, trying to map out the trip some.
Sure.
And I stumbled into, like, I don't even know how, but some prices of different apartments and houses. And I just wanted to bring this up really quick. You sleep on how expensive everything is here.
Oh, I'm aware.
And what we could afford. We, royally, collectively, all of us, every one of us making the dumb decision to live here, could afford anywhere else. It is insane. Like, my wife and I are like, let's get a yard. And then we look at everything and we're like, never mind. Imagine if we lived somewhere else. Just for a moment. Mm-hmm. Have you looked at... Well, of course you haven't. Why would you? But the housing prices, like in Kansas City and the surrounding area... And I know Wichita is not the same, but there was some link that sent me to Wichita. And then Wichita, which is, I think, where Kansas State is, or one of them is. Wichita is like 2.5 hours from no, that's Manhattan. So Wichita must be...
Where Wichita State is. The Shockers, I know that.
That's probably the one that's in Wichita. Mm-hmm. I'm going to agree with you on that. It might be Wichita State, but I think Wichita State's actually in Topeka. But anyway, any hoodles.
Topeka State's in Wichita. It's confusing.
The point of the dude's story is that, like, an apartment, a nice apartment, is like $900 there.
Yeah.
That's not a bit.
It's $400 a month.
In Wichita.
Yeah.
That's insane. No. I mean, to rent.
It's $900 a month? Oh, no way.
So, like, you get our guys like Clary and these people that are renting apartments that are, like, nice. They're very nice. They're, luxury.
They have, like, a kitchen.
They're paying over $2,000. It's $2,500.
Yeah.
What are we doing here? That's all I'm asking.
Well, my sister and her husband, they were like, it's too expensive here. This is a while ago. Like, we're gonna go somewhere where it's less expensive. And they found, like, a really cool place they wanted to go live. And then when they got there, they were like, oh, you don't just get to make the same money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that.
Like, if you've got one of those remote situations where you can live anywhere, you're a fool if you live somewhere expensive. But that's, like, fewer and farther between now, right? People are cracking down.
You would take less money for everything to cost way less.
It's all relative, is my point. Like, so when they were down in Asheville, which is beautiful. I love Asheville. Every time I visit it, I go, this is a great place. I can hang out here. They were like, yeah, it's the same. We're still on a budget. We're not, like, living like kings down here. We'll go somewhere else where we can make more money. And now they're back in the same thing that they were before.
Now, I could be wrong. I've done no research.
Uh-huh.
It's always a good way to have a theory.
It's a great way to go about it. Now, I haven't looked anything up.
Yeah. I have no,
but I've got a lot of confidence.
I have no information, but I'm going to pretend to be an expert on this.
Yep.
I don't think it's like to the penny. I don't think the percentage.
No.
Like, in other words, I don't think, okay, you make $10 in D.C. and that's $7.50 in Kansas City, so we'll do the math, and a house costs to the penny. I don't think it's like that. I think in places like this where everyone wants to be here and there's so many people, things just cost more. And I think by and large, yes, it costs less for a drink at a bar there, partially because you have more money coming in from your job than someone doing the same job there. All I'm saying is, Danny, I think we're going to enjoy our trip. Maybe, just maybe, we scout some homes. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, and we go in on a place in Kansas City just to see? Or Topeka or Wichita?
Yeah, Wichita.
Well, so my one of my...
Which I think is like 3 hours from Kansas City.
I think most things are 3 hours from Kansas City. One of my good buddies went to, I'm trying to remember which, like Eastern European country at one point, where it really is like that, where it's like, you have dollar? Welcome. Country is yours. You know, like you could do whatever you want. You know, it's like, he's like, yeah, I spent like $80 for like an upgrade.
Right.
And like we had a butler all of a sudden. Like that kind of deal. There are places like that. But I think you got to go, you know.
Probably further.
A little bit further out.
It was just amazing to see.
Yeah, it's jarring.
Of homes or something. Aaron Rodgers against the Packers this weekend. This is a long time coming here. This would mean a lot more and be a much bigger deal if it was at Lambeau. He's acknowledged that. But I was surprised to hear what he had to say. I mean, he basically said, no ill will. Why would this be a revenge game? I have nothing to avenge.
Mm.
My time there was great. I don't believe any of this, by the way.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
They chose to move on from you. I mean, you were with the Jets for like 6 minutes. And when the Steelers beat the Jets in week one, he talked about how meaningful it was because they were mean to him. And they basically ran him out of there.
Yeah.
Gutekunst, LaFleur, you, banging heads at the
oil
end.
And water there, dude.
I'm going to imagine this feels a little bit more important. He did say, though, for what it's worth, that he wants to retire a Packer and that those were some of the best years of his life. But I still remember where I was watching Favre play against the Packers for the first time. You live long enough, things just repeat themselves.
Yeah, time is a flat circle.
We're right? going to get that again this weekend with Rodgers against the Packers.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the career arc he had, like the apprentice, and then he became Favre, the high-maintenance guy that the team was ready to move on from, and he was hemming and hawing, and, you know, became the solar system that everything had to revolve around, and, you know, they should have won more, frankly, when he was there. They had a lot of regular season success, were underwhelming in the postseason, a Super Bowl with one of the great quarterbacks of all time that was healthy and available for a lot of those times. And, it just when they finally said, okay, enough's enough, they pulled the plug, and we said, we're not waiting around for you anymore. We're moving on because we think we got something, a better option. You tell me there's no bitterness there after the deposits he put in the bank? I mean, you go back and look at his people forget how great this dude was because of all the histrionics and all the cryptic I'm immunized and Pat McAfee appearances and, you know, just weird public persona, ayahuasca, sweat lodge where I puke a lot or whatever all the different stuff is. Go look at his Pro Football Reference page when you're bored. You'll see a lot of bold ink. I mean, not one category either. Over decades plus of leads the league in touchdowns, leads the league in quarterback rating and QBR, yards per attempt and interception rate, and a prolific, prolific passer, still with the greatest all-time interception percentage of anybody. That's not someone that like handed it off and threw it twice a game like the high stockings Magoo back when the forward pass was considered poor form. This is a dude that slung it thousands of times in the NFL and is the best all-time in terms of not turning it over and throwing it accurately.
Pretty amazing, yeah. I mean, people hate this take, and they're allowed to. I've said before, he's the number two quarterback all time for me that I've seen in my lifetime in terms of quarterbacking excellence. I have Peyton Manning 1 and him 2, and like the idea that it's not Tom Brady makes it somehow the hottest take of all time. Tom Brady's the greatest winner ever. There's just no doubt about that, irrefutably. All the guy does is win championships. The most impressive thing Tom Brady ever did was win in year one in Tampa Bay, by the way. But
as a 42-year-old, is that what he was, 43?
Close to it, yeah. But Rodgers was that good for me. Like, in terms of the mastery of the position, excellence, dominance, being great, Manning is the only guy I've ever seen do it at a higher, better level consistently. But even this year, he's playing pretty well. I was pretty hard on him. Last year, I thought he was such a jag with the Jets. There was probably some of that was situational. I think a lot of it had to do with him coming off of an Achilles as well. But he just wasn't that good. I mean, he's very, very average. He ended up rated in the bottom 5 to 7 among all quarterbacks in a lot of categories. This year, if you look at it, he's on pace for about 40 touchdowns. He's on pace for, it's only going to be about 3,500, 3,600 yards, but like a 3-to-1 touchdown interception ratio. And if you look at EPA per play at the quarterback position, you wonder, like, how good a stat is that? Well, I think it's pretty damn good. Like, who would you say are the best quarterbacks in the league right now? The EPA per play at quarterback stat says it's Mahomes, May, Daniel Jones, Dak Prescott at the top of the list,
yep.
Right? Those are the guys that everyone's talking about as MVP candidates largely. Aaron Rodgers is number 12. He's just outside
Which
of
the
Which
for a guy 10. That was a punching, and no, it doesn't sound like much, but for someone that was a punching bag for a couple years and everyone's
right.
dunking, that ain't terrible for a 43-year-old?
He looked cooked, and he's played a lot better mm-hmm. in Pittsburgh this year in a better situation. I don't even know if the supporting cast is better, but it's comparable. But yeah, he's played at a top half the league level, and because of that, largely, Pittsburgh's 4-2, and they got a real good chance to win the North. So it's worked out so far for Pittsburgh. I still think what Green Bay did was correct. I think it's been proven now that they made the right decision. Jordan Love's been really good. I still think there's a gear for him that he hasn't hit.
He doesn't hit it consistently.
He should be a top 7-10 QB, and he just hasn't gotten there. This year, by the way, if you look at EPA per play, Jordan Love's actually 5th.
Mm.
So there are some things trending in the right direction.
It's hard
him.
To explain with them. We haven't spent much time on Green Bay, but like they're 4-1-1. I would sign, if I'm, you know, a Green Bay fan, I sign up for that resume 100% of the time.
Even
right
if
there.
You had to look at the standings yeah. and see and one.
And that at times but annoying, and especially, you know, tying a Dallas team, you should be better than, frankly. But you would sign up for leading the North at this stage, right? And only having lost one game. But when you watch him, it just doesn't look right yet. And I know maybe we're it's, you know, being too nitpicky because there's no style points, but they eked it out over a very bad Cincinnati team a couple of weeks ago, kind of played with their food a lot against Arizona and Jacoby Brissett. You're going, where was this group that was so good for the first couple weeks of the year? What's wrong with you guys? And Jordan Love, shouldn't you be great? 2 years ago, down the stretch of the season, you were one of the 3 best quarterbacks in football. Where did that go? Where is that with some modicum of consistency? It just hasn't been there for them.
Leaves you wanting a little bit more.
Yeah, leaves me wanting.
He has been very good, and I just think the track record of now post-Rodgers play and post-Rodgers success and other things they've been able to do financially by making the shift at quarterback has been the right decision, and they've been proven correct. Not to mention he leaves at an old age, gets hurt, comes back and, you know, plays at a lower level than what he was. So he's trying to build it back up and close the gap a little bit. But so far, it's, I would say, pretty convincingly Gutekunst in the win column there. But should be a fun matchup. Nonetheless, it's primetime, national TV, Sunday Night Football for the Packers in Pittsburgh, taking on the Steelers and old friend Aaron Rodgers. I want to get into Jaden Daniels here for a moment, though, and discuss what is kind of the unofficial first half now for him. This is game 8 of 17. So we're closing in on midterms. If you were to grade his season to this point, what grade would you give him? I want to pose that question for people. Because I said on the show this week a couple times, I'm giving him a B. And I've got a bunch of feedback, just Twitter, Instagram, whatever, from people hitting me up, disagreeing or giving me their thought on his grade. And I thought, oh, that's a good topic, actually. Last year, in this same course, easier assignments, but the same course, he got an A+. What letter grade would you give him this year on the midterm after week 8, knowing that he's missed 3 of the games with an injury and he's played 5 times? That's the question at 800-636-1067.
It's a C+ for me. And I've just had a week where I've had parent-teacher conferences with my son's teachers at their school. And not all students are created equal. Right? Just in terms of your learning style, how quickly you pick things up, what you're capable of. So they do a lot of work to make sure that, you know, everybody's being appropriately challenged, that everybody's, you know, doing the minimum standard for the grade level, and they're doing a really good job of, like, looking out for the kids. My point is, you just turned in the greatest rookie season we have ever seen in the history of this sport. I expect a ton from you. You are my A+ student, dude. You're not a fifth-round Freddy that's lucky to make the team, where it's all adorable because you've made a tackle on special teams. I sort of consider this, I'm grading on a curve here, and you are at the top of the curve. This is a star. This is a difference-making, franchise-altering, superstar quarterback who has not played like it this year. There are reasons why. I understand there's disruptions. I understand there's been injury. I understand that you've been hurt. I understand that you haven't had the running mates that you've had in the past. The plan didn't go according to the plan at all with McLaurin out for the majority, losing Deebo Samuel, an offensive line kind of in flux at certain moments. No Austin Ekeler for an extended period of time. I understand all the excuses. So there are reasons why it's a C+, but the C+, that's what's home on the report card at this point. Touchdown to pick ratio has been really, really good. Nowhere near as prolific. Run game hasn't been there near a degree. I don't know whether they're keying on something with him in terms of the keepers, but the design runs have not been there for him. I don't know how much, again, it's his fault or not or otherwise. But to me, it's a C+ because I'm counting in games that I thought were whelming. I'm counting games that he didn't play at all. This is all part of it here. So the report card at the end for me is a C+, which is going to sound harsh, but I expect a lot from this kid that I love that's a superstar.
So C+ means average. You're okay with that?
Yep. I mean, slightly above average to me.
Okay. So in other words, C is average, C+
yep.
is slightly above.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad way to look at it. Looking at EPA per play as a catch-me-all metric that was Super Daniels friendly last year, he ranks 19th among quarterbacks who have played at least like 150 plays so far, which means you've played the majority of your team's season. 19th is pretty average, if we're being honest. So C+ works. I'm going to go B- for Daniels so far this season. Like, number-wise, I don't know what kind of school you went to. We got shafted because it's changed now in King George, best of my knowledge. But when I was in school, the B grade ended at 86. So, like, if you got a – started at 86, rather. So, like, for us, 80 to 86, I think it was a B.
Okay.
An A – no, I'm wrong about that.
B plus was 87, 89?
B was 86 to 93. It's I'm out of practice.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So
93 is a B?
A B. So if you had a 93 on an exam, if you had a 93 in your grade, your like, end of semester grade, you got a B in the course. Your GPA would represent a 3.0.
Oh.
So if you got a 91, 92, 93, anything like that, you got a B. Unacceptable, by the way. It's since changed. But I bring this up to say...
Have they gone back to the normal scale?
Every human should be, where it's
good,
like...
Great.
Isn't it like 91 to 100?
Yeah.
81 to... It's very easy to remember also.
Yeah. You know, it's just the simple stuff. 80s are Bs, 90s are As.
So using the more traditional scale that most people probably had, I would rate his season like an 84 or something. And that's where I'm going B-. Like closer, though, to regular B than C. But I want to ask the people about this at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Going through the games, there was a half against the Chargers, that second half against LA, where he was as good as he was last year.
Exactly right.
I think that's the only half where we've seen him be at the exact same level as last year. Now, his quarterback rating has been really good at times. 3 touchdowns, 1 pick, and a 119 rating against the Bears because he completed 73% that night. But he had that bad fumble at the end of the game, obviously. He threw an interception at the goal line. That was a bad throw when Deebo Samuel was open. I thought overall, and I said it afterwards, it was a really good performance, minus 2 or 3 plays. They were just weighted. They meant more. They were worth 7 to 10 really good plays each. The Cowboys game, he was not sharp at all before the injury. The Green Bay game, he was had his worst game as a professional. And then the Giants game, I thought he was solid. Missed several throws, including what should have been a home run to Terry McLaurin for like 70 yards that he didn't miss at all last year. But the numbers were pretty good, and he played a bad team, and they won by 15 going away. So, like, I would say he played solid against the Giants, bad against the Packers. Everybody did. Excellent in the second half and good overall against the Chargers. Didn't love the Cowboys game, but it was fine. Bears game was really good, minus a couple plays. Add it all together, throw some numbers on it. I'm going to say B- for the season.
Totally fair. I mean, to me, this is like, you know, how are you doing your grading? Like, I think of the college seminar course, right, where you're allowed to not go to the class. You could skip every one of the lectures if you wanted, but you were responsible for the material, however you decide to do it. At the end of the semester, the standard is the standard.
That's such a great thing when you're a freshman in college, and you realize, by the way, you have some 400-level class where there's like 275 kids sitting in a gigantic auditorium. And I remember asking my buddy, I'm like, how do they even take attendance? It's like, they don't. I'm like, well, why am I here? Like, how do they know if I come? They don't.
They don't.
And you're like, oh my God, I never have to come to this class. And then you do badly.
Yeah. And then the final exam, you are responsible for the material. This was covered on October 15th. This one was covered. The games counted when he didn't play. It's not his fault he didn't play. I would encourage him to not play. But that's part of my grade, too, is you didn't complete certain units. The grading happened. You know, the team lost to the Falcons. The team played at the end of the Dallas game without you as you were struggling in that one. So it's all part of the calculation to me. And again, it's about the standard that he set. Like, this is the kid that's so good, that's so incredible, that you notice when he's not giving his best effort to practice. I'm not saying he's not giving his best effort, but you know what I mean? As a coach or as a teacher.
In our school analogy.
Yeah, in the school analogy, where it's like, dude, you just didn't do the reading. If you do the reading, you get hundreds. But you clearly screwed around and didn't do the To Kill a Mockingbird reading, Danny, and now that's why you got a 12% on the quiz, and Mrs. Purnell's pissed at you. Like, that happened. You know what I mean? Like, it's obvious.
Sounded very specific.
No, it's just a general example.
C+, says Danny. I'm going B-. What is your grade for Jaden Daniels as a midterm after week 8? He won't be playing. So we're looking at this as kind of a mid-season report on the QB. 800-636-1067 if you want to hop in. You can tweet us at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny. We're in Fairfax, at Fairfax Corner today. We're at Kraft House, live on The Fan.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Back live in Fairfax, where we're hanging out at the Kraft House. Alongside Danny Ruye, I'm Grant Paulson. This is The Fan. Thank you for making the show part of your day. We know you got options. Football conversation each and every day on this program comes your way via our friends at Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Go to ParamountPlus.com/NFL. to get started today. We'll take a look at our Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day in just a few minutes. But right now, a poll of sorts. We're asking you for your grade on quarterback Jaden Daniels at a midterm point here after 8 games. And we're looking ahead beyond Monday because he's not going to play. He'll have missed 3 of 8. He'll have played in 5 of the 8. Danny's giving him a C-plus in year two. I'm giving him a B-minus. Got him a tick above average. You've got him, I guess, a sliver above that as well. Let's go to Sam in Florida on Grant and Danny. What's up, Sam? How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Thanks for listening on the Odyssey.
I want to get... Thanks, man. Appreciate it. I kind of miss home since I moved 5 years ago to Florida. But I'm going to give JD about C. It seems like he's taking a step back from last year. Why? I don't know. I can't figure it out. A lot of people say preseason, this, that. But the one thing I want to really talk about that you guys kind of talked about it yesterday is bugging me is his mother. I have no problem. I know he's a kid, but mom is too involved. Like, the kid should be able to talk for himself and stand up for himself. What do you guys think about that? Like, does that bother anyone else? This is just me.
I don't know, man. It's a great call. Appreciate you making it. I sort of don't know what to make of that. You're not the first person to have mentioned that. I always kind of hesitate just because somebody tweets something here and there doesn't mean that they're, quote unquote, too involved. She may be. She may not be. I don't really have any earthly idea. I haven't heard anything really leak out from the organization, like a complaint or somebody grumbling under their breath about anything. I don't know what to make of that, to be honest with you. I sort of, you know, we can do, if it goes south, God forbid, we can, you know, do the autopsy and sort of figure out maybe that was the thing. But at this point, I'm far more concerned with kind of what happens between the lines. And, you know, the work habits are above question to me. So, you know, I don't feel, you know, too compelled one way or the other on that. But again, I'm not dismissing you. I just feel like I don't know and I'm out of my depth trying to share an uninformed opinion on
it. So I'll circle back to that part and talk about his mom in a moment, okay? Which, like you, I'm not comfortable talking about and I'll explain why at some point. But I want to go to the first part first, which is he said, I don't really know why he's taking a step back. That's what I want to double click on. I don't either. I guess nobody does definitively. I got a couple of pretty good reasons, though. Number one, it was completely inevitable and 1,000% unavoidable that he took a step back when we're talking about the season that he had last year that nobody, frankly, had ever had before. You went as a rookie to the NFC Championship game last season, not as a passenger, not as some Mark Sanchez hand the ball off and watch my defense be elite with Rex Ryan character. You dragged your team into the fight. You were the best player on the field when they beat the Bucs in the playoffs. You were the best player on the field when they beat the Detroit Lions on the road. You were fringe top five at the position for most of the year. That has no historical precedent. That was not going to just happen every year. Progress is not linear like that. I don't think it was possible that he was going to replicate that. And it is something, if you go back before the season, that I feel like we said a bunch. It was going to be really, really hard to do the same. Not just because of how great he played, but now you're playing a harder schedule. Now you're going to be less lucky as a team with drops against and man games missed against and injury situation against. And you're playing harder quarterbacks and better defenses. So that's number one. Number two would be injuries on their own team. There was never a game last year where we went into a game throwing to two dudes that were on the practice squad a couple weeks before that, right? There were never games where you went into a game and you were without wide receiver one, wide receiver two, wide receiver three, and your primary pass catching running back. Now, I'm not just making excuses for him, okay? I do think that's an explanation, though, to some extent of what is going on. I think it has to be acknowledged. But those would be some of my responses as to why he's taken a step back. And then there's also just, you know, maybe the quiet part out loud, which is I don't think there's such a thing as, like, adjustments got made that he'll never be able to adjust to. But there's more tape. There's more ability to prep. You had a whole offseason and a lot of time to figure this out. Coordinators get paid a lot of money, yeah. And they're really smart.
Do you remember the Wildcat? You remember how it was unstoppable? And then whisper quiet, it just kind of went away because defensive coordinators figure out what to do. But there are two running backs in the backfield. What do we do? And they figured it out. Remember how the zone read was impossible to stop, and now it seems like people have a better grasp on it. Again, trends happen, kind of to your point. But to me, the answer is yes to everything. If you're looking for one reason, you're wrong. And if you think it hasn't happened, you're probably also wrong. But there's a million factors. It's just a bunch of headwinds, right? Everything from lack of practice time with the first unit to no Terry McLaurin for an extended period of time to everybody that they're counting on being a year older, no Austin Eckler for an extended period. There's a lot of hidden and easy yards just flipping it to that guy for what should be five, but he turns it into 16. Ertz still remains catch and fall. Nothing dynamic in the pass game. There's no yards after the catch to be had. He's been banged up. Better defenses, better opponents who aren't going to let you just be the alpha and the omega, which is the run game and the pass game. The answer is yes to all of it. I think there's a million and one factors that explain away pretty readily, if I'm being honest, why this year hasn't been the greatest season for that level that we've ever seen. Year one was, for judging by other rookies in the history of the NFL, that's the number one rookie season in the history of the league at the position. This is not the greatest sophomore year in the history of the league at the position. Okay, and we're working back from that result. I think it's pretty simple, honestly, in the sense that there's a million explanations, and they're all relevant to this.
Now, the thing about he said he's, you know, his brought up his mom. First reason I don't like talking about this is it's incredibly uncomfortable, if we're being honest, in the sense of I think there are reasonable things sitting here on the radio we should talk about. I think the family of players is a very personal thing. And not to say it's not our job if public things happen or occasionally a family member's in the news or whatever. And when you're tweeting or when you're at practices or whatever, you are going to be in the news at times. And so now it's kind of okay to do it, I suppose. But it doesn't change that it will never be comfortable for me because it does feel inappropriate, even if it is more appropriate. I'm not talking about Sam Cosmi's mom, who I've never seen. I don't know what she looks like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is a public person who got like NFLPA certified to
exactly.
Work as an agent and is more public.
She's done interviews with Ryan Clark on The Pivot, and she's visible, and she's on shows and things like that. So obviously you're going to treat a parent of a player of that ilk, you know, differently than someone who has never been public in any way. Having said that, here's where I struggle a little bit with what you're saying. Number one, it's all been good from Jaden Daniels. Like, as you said, if it goes really badly and there's an autopsy to be done where we look back somehow and it didn't work out and you want to try to find things, okay, what are we talking about here? The guy was unbelievable last year. He's been very good this year. We both are saying right now he's not the problem. He's been part of the solution. Thank God they have him, or 3-4 would be 2-5 or be 1-6 or whatever. So I'm looking at a parent who's immensely supportive and who should be credited for raising a really classy, respectable, hardworking kid. I'm looking at a parent who seems like she has raised the perfect leader of a Fortune 500 company, who says the right thing every single time and treats fans and the media with decency. He's never been in trouble. I mean, he just seems like the kind of kid that I hope my kids turn out to be. So I'd like to ask her, how did you guys do that?
Sure, yeah.
So I think she's done a good job. I understand fans bristling at the involvement because it is abnormal. Being that present is abnormal. I'll acknowledge that. That's kind of all I've got for you at this point. It doesn't seem to be problematic or crossing a line. If she's telling the coach what plays she wants run, now we got a story. I don't think that's what's happening.
I think it's such a salient point, by the way, where you say, what are we really talking about? Like, what bad has happened other than, you know, the football play isn't the greatest ever. You see what I'm saying? Like,
and by the way, it's not bad. It's
right.
Not problematic.
And that's kind of my point. It's like that's the only thing that's happened is it's no longer the single best thing we've ever seen at that position relative to his class and years of experience. If anybody's suggesting that Micah Parsons hit him in the knee because his mom tweeted or something like that, that's insane. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not accusing the caller of anything. I'm just, I don't know. I've seen this. I've seen people bristling, and I'm kind of like, eh. Like, if you get bad behavior, like actual bad behavior, like pouting, refusing to show up to stuff, I'm not going to be the CEO and the leader of the organization. I'm going to go shoot my own commercial when I know everybody's gathering at the facility. Or I'm going to do this other selfish crap and be a me-first diva. Not the case. Wonderful kid who does exactly what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, I guess I get the bristling. In the same way you compare these two all the time, the Griffin and Daniels thing we did yesterday or a couple days ago, and I'm like, I don't love the comparison. I don't really see it, whatever. I understand the similarities.
Uh-huh.
That quarterback had parents that were more present, that were seen in the locker room. You know what I'm saying? That
yes.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so I could see, like, a PTSD thing. I just don't think it's the same situation in any way. I don't think it's analogous in that same way. And but the bristling I get in the sense of you hear this around draft time occasionally with players, or you know that it's on teams' radars about parents and involvement and those types of things. So it's not a zero in terms of fans are going to notice it when something abnormal is happening, but I don't think in this case it has been a negative in any way. I think this is a person that is a very positive influence on this player and seemingly is a positive influence at the facility. Like, mm-hmm. I haven't seen any issues there. So that's where I would be on that. 800-636-1067, you want to hop in. We are creeping up on the midway point of the season. 8 games down after Monday night. Jaden won't be playing, so we are looking at a midterm grade for him today. Danny's got a C+, I've got a B-. What would you give him? Report card style. 800-636-1067. We're at Kraft House in Fairfax on Grant and Danny.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Back live in Fairfax at Kraft House on Grant and Danny, brought to you by the law firm Condori and Murad. Getting ready for Monday Night Football against the Chiefs. We're back and better than ever right now.
We are indeed.
Bit
we're
of a
live.
Sticky wicket.
Yeah, somebody hit something. Somebody lost a bet. Then the power goes out. Yada, yada, yada. But I think we're good now.
You know what they've always said about this show?
What's that?
You can take us off the air, but you can't keep us off the air. We're coming back with a vengeance. We're not like Aaron Rodgers going back to Green Bay.
Have they always said that about us?
I don't know that they ever have.
It feels like they are always talking about us, but I don't know if they've said that.
Who is they, really?
They are. You know who they is.
What grade are you giving Jaden Daniels? Let's put a bow on that conversation with Ian in Vienna on G&D. Ian, Danny's got a C+. I got a B-. What are you giving him?
I'm going to go lower. I'm going to go C-, and here's why. At the beginning of this offseason, the discussion was he's the best quarterback in the NFC. He's the best quarterback in the NFC East. He's an MVP candidate. So judging by those metrics, he's not even the best at any of those categories. Dak's playing better than him now. He's injury prone. He just hasn't looked that good. And you're right. There's a ton of factors. I totally am with you, Danny, on what is the issue and injuries, this. But you guys didn't mention one, and that's organizational arrogance. To have a second-year quarterback throw zero preseason snaps is malpractice of the highest order. And for me, I can't get over that because there's this notion that he had the best rookie season ever, took the team to the NFC Championship game. We don't have to show you anything in the offseason. And that just doesn't work in this league. It is so much more difficult to be the hunter than be the hunted. And that's – or I reversed it, sorry. And I think that's what's happened to this team. And then talking about his mother, I don't have an issue talking about it. Not a surprise to you guys. For me, she's put herself in the limelight. She's made herself a public figure. So I'm going to judge her by those public figure metrics. And you're right. There's no issue with Jaden Daniels. He's a model citizen on and off the field. But when you have someone who's that prominent there, you feel like there's a recipe for disaster. And it's hard not to look back at the RG3 era and see the impact that his family had on the organization. Different ownership, obviously, but it's a fair question.
I think
to
the
ask
ownership part, though, is doing a lot of the heavy lifting. And thanks for the
next
call,
sign, as always.
Appreciate you. I mean, there's plenty of famous moms that it didn't end in disaster. Travis Kelce's mom is everywhere during the Super Bowl week. Donovan McNabb's mom was all
doing
over
chunky soup commercials.
Soup commercials, right? So it doesn't always necessarily end that way. I certainly understand what you're saying. In reference to his season, though, being a disappointment based on the expectations. And let's say goodbye to our Richmond audience right now on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. But I think while it's true, you can look at this year and you could say, okay, I've got a quarterback that I think could play at an MVP level, and then you get this. You're going to be more disappointed than if this was his rookie year.
We talk about this all the time.
If
yeah.
this was his rookie year, we'd go, damn. They got a guy.
Showing some signs. This is great.
The Commanders have a second contract, you know, a couple $100 million franchise quarterback. But when you come in and you go, is this a top five quarterback? When everyone says he's the best not named Burrow, Mahomes, Allen, and Jackson, and then this happens, understandably, and this is what you were talking about with what grades did you get previously, that's what I'm going to judge you based on. I understand how we get here in terms of some disappointment about the QB, but he is checking so many of the boxes of the controllables. I think most of the time, the guys that get drafted really high physically have all the talent and capabilities in the world, and it doesn't work out because of the intangible stuff. The intangible stuff with him is slam dunk after home run
yep.
after slam dunk. And it's why I have very little doubt. Like he's saying, you know, you have a recipe for disaster. We're looking at a different ingredients then, because I see you have a recipe for a very stable, long-term, no matter what happens.
Yeah, the best chance for success possible is close to what you have
like
with
the,
him.
The floor, non-injury division, is kind of what we're seeing,
yeah.
which is just a regular, pretty good quarterback. He's 20th in EPA per play. That's a little lower than I'd anticipate, but he's kind of a top half the league QB right now. That's about the floor for this guy.
Yeah, like what if Ben Sinnott was the guy they thought he was as an active, you know, hybrid tight end that can block people into oblivion and catch passes and get some yak? What if Austin Eckler was healthy? What if Terry McLaurin didn't hold out and hold in and was there the whole time? And what if Deebo Samuel was healthy? Who knows what it would look like? I bet you'd look better. And, you know, obviously then you add in the injuries that Daniels himself has suffered. But none of it's gone according to plan. The one thing I will agree with Ian on, though, and if I had one of those, you know those people that have the stamps where it just says this is who the letter's from? Like real adults will have that.
I have one.
You have one?
It's got my name on it.
It says Grant, your address on it?
It does.
I think that's so cool. That's like what real grown-ups have. I will stamp this.
You'll verbal retweet.
Yeah. The organizational arrogance about how they did the preseason. Now, maybe some of it was injury and you're already beat up, which was an alarming sign in and of itself going into the season.
I don't think that much of it was that.
But to me, that was a, we've arrived, just you wait and see. Mm-mm-mm.
Second-year quarterback, yeah. Bro. Let's go play some football. Can we play a little bit of football?
Did not love it.
You know how many passes he threw in August in games? Zero.
Zero.
Now, he dropped back once and he ran for a touchdown, but he had four plays, three handoffs, and that drop back scramble for a touchdown. That was his preseason. Grant and Danny on the Fan, taking you up to 6:30. If you were in the Fairfax Corner area, come on out and say what's up. We're going to be here for another half hour plus. Talking ball. We'll preview the upcoming weekend in the NFL and the games tonight for the Wizards and the Capitals before we say goodbye on G&D.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.